I've passed 3 certification exams using IT Pro TV, and I'm taking my 4th on Monday. I love you guys.
You guys are great. I've passed the Microsoft 7410 and the first Cisco CCNA exam because of your videos, and I plan on doing the same with 7411 and the second Cisco CCNA exam.
You guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. Thank you for making complex technical topics easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to Inspiring News. I'm your host for tonight, every Wednesday night, 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, here on the Robert Drake Media Network. We present every Wednesday night Inspiring News. This program, or this show, is designed to hopefully inspire, motivate, and educate those who are in search for facts beyond any doubt, truth without any folklore, and reality without any delusions, along with many other things. So we dedicate every Wednesday night to do just that, have inspiring news, as we know. Throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months, throughout the year, every single day when you look at the mass media, when I say the mass media, your major networks all over, and your from your major news to your local news, usually you constantly are bombarded with the slogan. What's the slogan? Breaking news. And that breaking news normally is something that is unfortunately not good news. So every Wednesday night, we dedicate this hour for inspiring news. Hope we educate you on some things. If you want to join the conversation, you have any questions, any comments, concerns, and yes, even criticisms, please do so by hitting 1 on your telephone. The call-in number is 1-347-855-8358. Again, the telephone number is 1-347-855-8358. And hopefully I'll have Mr. Drake that'll be working the switchboard to bring people in who may want to join the conversation or join the information. Again, over the past weekend, I was... Again, I have to reiterate, had a great life experience by talking to, meeting, as you want to say, chopping it up with 2 very educated individuals in our lifetime. One does spoken word, and the other one is a hip-hop, as they call him, the God MC, Rakim, over the weekend. Was in the presence with both of these brothers, well, Rakim up at the Trinity College up in Hartford, Connecticut, where they had their 11th annual hip-hop festival. And I, again, ran into and sat down with Abadoon. from The Last Poets. Abedun is the founder of what everybody, if you don't know, which is really the forerunners of rap. And when I say rap, dramatic, artistic poetry that came from the streets. And it then gravitated further on into what we know today as hip-hop, meaning spoken words, saying a message, beating over a drum. And some of the songs, I should say, some of the pieces by The Last Poets, for those who might not be aware of their historical implications, or their historical account in the movement, they have plenty of what I call brain bomb brawn. In other words, they have some songs or pieces called, one of them is called Run Nigger. Another one is called On the Subway. Niggers Are Scared of Revolution. Black Thighs. Cash Man or Gas Man. Gash Man, Wake Up Niggas, New York, New York, Jones Coming Down, Just Because, Black Wish, When the Revolution Comes, Two Little Boys, Surprises. They have a bunch of different pieces. They have another one called, recently came out, called The Time Has Come, Time Is Home, or Time Has Come. And on that you have The King Is Home, King of Pain. The Time Has Come, Trapped, Panther, Down to Now, For the Million, Silence of the Sams, Do You Feel Good, Hollowood, The King Is Home Reprise. These are some of the pieces by, again, The Last Poets. There's another piece they recently put out called Black History and the Children. We Are the Sun. These pieces are called Another Mountain, Black Cowboy, Gwendolyn Brooks, For Wilma Rudolph, Butterfly, Daddy Joe, Faith, Fannie Lou, Harriet's Train, A Tribute to Joe Louis, Malcolm, Marcus Garvey, There Was a Man, Moving Right Along, New Generation, Phyllis Rap, Pledge Rap, A Protest for Rosa Parks, We Are the Sun, Through the Years, Venus and Serena. We Are the One, called Black History. This is Abedun and the Children. These are some of the pieces I picked up from him over the weekend. And what we discussed in a sidebar was the coming forth, again, of what we know as our ancestors, through our children, the children's children, the children of the light, and how proud we were to hear from the mouth of the bays, like they did spoken word, some of the lot of the information that was put forth. There are a lot of children waking up. When you watch the media, when you watch news, you will think that there is no hope, the world is over, it's almost over, and you're waiting for the end. No, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the end, the beginning of the end of the nonsense, the beginning of the end of the foolishness, the beginning of the end of the lies. That's the only end coming. Life will go on, and we will usher in a new world order, not odor right now. And one of those ways that we have always used throughout our annals and our lifetime is we use the power of spoken word and music. So tonight I want to touch on those things. For those who know about me, I am also not just a talk show co-host with Silent Words Unleashed, with Robert Douglas Drake's on Sunday evening, and that comes on at 7 Central, 8 Eastern Standard Time. Also, as you know, I do this show on Wednesday night, but I'm also known in the musical world as a legendary hip-hop DJ. And what I mean by a hip-hop DJ, not just breaks and beats and rapping and that, but someone who plays all genres of music to make and help people move and make and help people be happy. Even if it's not just for 3, 4, 5 hours, it's a release valve for many of our people to party. So I've been doing that for well over 3 decades, and it goes back into the early 70s. I came up in hip-hop back in the late 70s. Before that, I was a prominent musician, a bassist, and I played and started a group many years ago called New Creation. A New Creation. And one of our songs was A New Creation. And in that group, I am proud to say one of our musicians, Robbie Jenkins, went on to tour and play with groups like PM Dawn, Surface, the legendary R&B group Surface. He also has become his own solo artist right now. He has many pieces out. And many, you can go on iTunes and check out Overture. Robbie Jenkins, he was our guitarist. One of our vocalists, a gentleman by the name of Guy Allen Fort, who you might have seen on television, even on the Super Bowl on commercials, a retired firefighter, he was one of our vocalists as well. And I'm proud to say that those two gentlemen are doing quite well to this day. And entertainment guy, Ford is also a prominent actor, and he's been on New York Undercover and many other different things he has been part of in the field of acting, as well as a very powerful vocalist, singer. So continued success to my brothers, Guy Ford, vocalist, and of course now retired Greenwich Fighter, and now an actor, and Robert, or as we call him, Robbie Jenkins, still a prominent musician who tours, who does studio work, who went to the Berklee School of Music up in Boston, and those two guys were two members of that group called New Creation, Guy Allen Fort and Robbie Jenkins, which we were fortunate in our younger years to take the stage, the world famous Apollo, and play on an amateur night where we opened up for also two legendary groups as time went on, Ray Goodman and Brown, Blue Magic, and we actually met the great guitarist George Benson. So I want to touch on music tonight. Music and the power of music and how it has always been a force for us as a people. And its connection to us as a people, the science behind our music. That music, when you talk about music, what is music? Music is notes, vibrations, tones, set in what we know as mathematical patterns that has a tempo, a pitch, has a rhythm, forms melodies, numerous notes that come together to create harmony. And in that, it has healing power when you understand the science of sound healing. The human body itself, for those who don't know, one of the reasons why a lot of people have what is known as cardiac or heart problems is because the energy, which those who may not know, the heart is a electric muscle. So it's electricity there. But what kind of electricity is flowing between what was known as your top of your seat, which is your right atrium, which as medics we know is the SA node that travels down to the bottom to You have atrium that start from the top, and you have ventricles. And in there's an electrical signal that sets off what we know as the heart beat. Again, beat. The beat is the drum. the beat of the universe, the beat of the earth. There is an actual note of the boom, boom. There is a note there. And human beings, for the most part, are in tune with what is known as middle C. This is why on your piano, any musicians, everybody knows, you tune your instruments on middle C. We are in tune, or actually in line with this same progression of what is known as vibrations or tones or notes, which form music. This is why it's always been dear to us. Music allows us to attune ourselves into the higher self, the oversoul, the knowledge of the universe, as well as being more intuitive around us overall. Rhythm, and that rhythm is what? It's a beat. And rhythm, the rhythm is that, a beat. And what does the heart do? It beats. And it has to be in balance. If it's not in balance, it's what they call arrhythmias. Irregular arrhythmias, which set the person off and will make a person lethargic, make a person sick. One of the main, if you want to say, causes of this, when people, with all the heart problems that we have today, is stress. One of the things that we have lost control over is how to deal with our reality. As growing up, I'm being a child of the 60s. We never heard word stress. You know, that became later on down the line a word that people use. Well, I'm stressed. I'm stressing out. And in other words, what does that mean? They're having a difficult time embracing their challenges in life. And these stresses, what they do is cause havoc to the total person. Ask any doctor, the root of most all diseases start with stress. And what stress will do was will create an even quicker, or what they call more rapid heartbeat. And the heartbeat is normally supposed to be between 60 and 80 top beat per minute. And real good athletes, it can be a little, even a little lower than that. But that number is coded in mathematics. That's math. When they say, well, let's go check your blood pressure, the pressure that which they measure how hard it hits your arterial walls, and what you mean your arteries is the blood flow from your heart to your major organs. Veins are what bring blood, unoxygenated blood, back to it to be oxygenated again. So what the heart is actually doing is having the blood oxygenated through the lungs. That's why your cardiovascular system by far is your most life-threatening system that you have. Second, of course, to the brain, you know. And I would have to say even the heart first, because we have people who have had heart transplants, people who get another heart, and there's nothing wrong with the brain. You can't transplant the brain. So that's why I say second to the brain will be your cardiovascular system. This system is what brings the life liquid we know as blood that carries oxygen throughout your body. Now you say, how is all this connected with music? Quite simple, because if the body is at balance, if it's in tune, if the oversoul is in tune with nature, meaning natural, meaning you don't have hypertension, you have a normal heartbeat, meaning a natural heartbeat. If you have a very rapid heartbeat, then that is what is considered hypertension, which can be life-threatening. And that normally is caused by usually a blockage somewhere along the line. And again, stress being the number one. So how do we use music? if you listen to the right music, and I'm saying as part of your daily, I would say, lifestyle. In the religious world, we know that when people go to church, and particularly, if you were to take the choir and the drums and the organs and the singing and all that out of church, a lot of people wouldn't go. A lot of people, and when I say they wouldn't go, no, they wouldn't go. Because you need more than what they say, the spoken word or the message. Maybe the pastor, the preacher, the reverend, or whoever's up at the podium or the pulpit giving a sermon on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever day that someone wants to have sermon or mass. You need more to it. And that is music. Music has always been a very powerful force for us as a people. And you find out that a lot of people who go to religious institutions such as churches will always brag about how good that choir was, how good that song was, how good those musicians played, and they were jamming in church. And so it's like a concert. They're not talking about how, not that the message is not good on Sundays, but I'm saying think of church without music. Think of life without music. It's almost impossible to even fathom the thought of life without music, without these vibrations, without these notes, without these tones, without this pitch, without this rhythm, without this harmony, which has what is known as octaves. And octaves, for those who are musicians, know they're just seven steps up from one note to the next. It's the same note, but a higher pitch. And when you look at the word octave, the prefix of the word octave is octa. Anybody know what octo means? It's eight. What is eight on a periodical table of elements? Oxygen. When the bass is being hit, when the bass drum or when the bass, anybody who knows about sound reinforcement and equipment, they know the bass basically pushes air. It's wind, it's oxygen. So at the root of an octave, octo, is wind, still oxygen. You can't have pitch, you can't sing without vocal cords, you need wind. You need air to sing. You need air to speak, to talk. That's why it is called vocal cords. And what is a cord? Another term used in music. Chord is a combination of two or more notes, pitch, vibrations, that form what is known as a chord, a harmony. So you see how all this ties in with the human anatomy? Because you have seven basic notes, starting with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Those are your seven basic notes. And with those seven basic notes, you have what is known as the seven C's in nature, the seven solids or continents. And look this up. You have the seven, what is known as, if you want to call them heavens or levels above this earth's atmosphere, it's called the seven spheres. And we're right now on what they call the atmosphere. And this atmosphere, but you go up, it's called the troposphere. Then you go to the stratosphere, the mesosphere, ionosphere, the thermosphere, and the exosphere. These are what people would call the seven heavens or seven levels or the seven stages, stairway up, out what many what people would call heaven. There's different levels. Again, atmosphere, troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, ionosphere, thermosphere, and exosphere. And you can look these up. What we call the three-dimensional, sort of basic dimensional world that we are trapped in, meaning solid, liquid, and gases. Now, how does this all tie into music? Really simple. Because, again, it's the beat. You can't have music without what they call a time signature that is headed by on a musical note, or what they when they write music, it's called the staff. The staff. Don't that sound familiar? They also have a staff when it comes to medicine with two snakes, or as they say, serpents, which is the medical symbol, a staff, and two snakes, which is called the kundalini, which stood for medicine and purity. They also have a staff when you talk about organizing any kind of group or business. You have the office staff. You have a staff. You have people that work together for a common goal, right? And also, when you think of staff, this is what they would call some of the sages or holy men or pious men would walk with a stick or staff called the minjan in Arabic. And it would have a split, which actually stood for the junction of the two Niles when you talk about Moses, or they call Moses. He would walk around with a staff, this stick. And in Africa and many places in the Caribbean, what have you, in our cultures, the learned men would have a stick. And that was just meant for knowledge information, but also as they got older, it was like a walking stick as well. But that staff had on it spaces. And on that space, you had lines. Now look what I'm saying. Space, line, staff, notes. And it was put in a mathematical composition form, a score or a song called music. Again, music is prompted by tones, pitch, vibrations. And there's natural instruments, and then there's electric instruments. Your heart is an electrical instrument. Insofar as when they want to measure to see if you are healthy or if there maybe is a problem, what is the test that they use? They're gonna order an EKG, which stands for electrocardiogram. Electricity. Cardia means muscle, gram is measurement. And they're going to measure the type of electricity in the muscle, how well or how bad it's either contracting, pumping, and it's in a measurement. That's what is an electrocardiogram. Anybody ever seen someone in the hospital and you see these lines going up and down? That's electricity that they're measuring you by. And for those who don't know, the heartbeat on a normal human being, again, is between 60 and 70 times a minute. Through a normal lifetime, that's 2.5 billion times in a lifetime it will beat. And the minute, the second it stops, you go on what is called cardiac arrest. When you look up that word, it just means muscle stop. Arrest means stop. When you're arrested, that means you're stopped. So it must beat, and it beats as mathematically less than a second, about 0.85 seconds. They call it the lub-dub. Tum-tum, tum-pum, tum-pum. Those are notes, and particularly the note A and C, which has a frequency of 432 up to 440 hertz, which is a healing power frequency. Eight is the fundamental beat of the planet. What is eight again? Eight is, on the periodical table, what number? It means what in the element? It means oxygen. Nobody, nothing can live without oxygen. Nothing organic. It has to have oxygen. That is the formula of all organic life. Hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. Again, how does this all tie into music? It's energy. Music, again, is energy. It deals with hertz. It deals with frequency. It deals with connecting with what is known as your global electromagnetic resonance. But unknown to most human beings, the origin of electrical discharges of lightning start from the Earth's surface, and it can come down, up, or up, down. Nevertheless, 8 is the starting point. 8, again, is O2, oxygen. And it goes up to the 5th level, or the ionosphere, and comes back down. And through there, 5th, meaning the 5 octaves by 7 notes, it reaches a frequency of between 256, and again, the highest or the best frequency is 432. And you add 4, 3, and 2, you got 9, which is 9 ether, which is the etherian. Remember, ether is a gas, and ether is still electricity. Ether is also part of your hair follicles. This is the reason why you would hear the biblical story of who? Solomon and his locks and his strength, and David and his locks, and the strength was in his hair. And not just if you're bald now or you're receding or you're going bald, that you're not going to have any strength. It's just the science behind the hair. And when you burn hair, which one of the main elements of hair, compositions of hair, is carbon, and the other one is sulfur. And that's why it has that smell. You can tell when hair is burned. And many years ago, and particularly in the South, they had a pomade was called sulfur number 8. And that sulfur was responsible for help growing stronger, more natural hair, not conking it and having it, as we know, as people were bleaching it when they were just totally lost to the knowledge of self, and straightening it and perms and relaxers and killing their hair dead. The natural hair does have what is known as a very strong concentration of sulfur and carbon. That's what hair is. Go look up the composition of hair. You'll see what has oxygen as well. And this is why they say you got to let your hair breathe. You know, not kill it dead like, unfortunately, a lot of our sisters have done in this day and time. They have lost sight of their beautiful natural hair and fell victim to straightening their hair and relaxing their hair and perming their hair, putting all kind of chemicals, and have now killed their natural hair to the point now they don't even want to deal with their hair. They'd rather just go buy some hair and weave and put stuff in their head and say, well, it's mine because I bought it anyway. But back to the natural science of self, that hair, again, has the same components that you get into sound and light. And what do I mean by sound and light? Anybody know about some of the first light bulbs? They had carbon filament. Carbon, again, is necessary for any light life. You have to have carbon. Where you get your coal, that's where you get a lot of your energies and fossil fuels. And all this is still, we're dealing with different forms of energy. Now, I haven't lost sight of the fact of where I'm going with this, because I talked about heart problems, cardiac problems. Well, I just wanted to show, by dropping some information on how the human body and that heart is actually in sync with also the pulse of the heartbeat of the earth, and that Mother Nature is your friend when you're doing things natural. When you do things unnaturally, then you open yourself up to and susceptible to disease and health problems. When you start doing unnatural things. And one of the things we have done with unnatural things is we have stopped doing what came natural to us. And these are some basic things, and I'm not saying a lot of us, but too many of us have stopped doing this. We have stopped exercising. We have stopped even walking. You know, once cars and transportation came out, and I ain't saying you got to be jogging and running a marathon, but from brisk walking, I'm talking about as a regiment, to walk. A lot of people, as they got older, they have reduced their sexual activity. So they're not even getting any exercise, so to speak, there. And what I mean by exercise is when you are exercising, whether it's in a bedroom or it's on a track or whether it's on a basketball court or it's just walking, what happens is you are releasing chemicals, which is known as endorphins, and they interact with receptors in your brain that reduces our perception and feeling of pain. And that pain is not just physical pain, it's also emotional pain. It's also mental pain. It's also what we could say even spiritual pain. That's why one of the things that all doctors will say about moderate exercise, are you having sex, are you being active? As our First Lady says, an active body is a healthy body. And I'm not just talking about going to work and sitting down at a computer at a station or sitting at a reception desk or sitting behind a car or a bus all day. I'm talking about being active other than that. Because, again, these endorphins, and you can look this up, they trigger a positive feeling within your body. These are stress fighters. What is stress? Stress is the root cause of most diseases. Stress. But if you just worrying about that, as they say, stressing about, you're not going to be healthy. You're not going to be thinking healthy. You're not going to be acting healthy. You're not going to be healthy. Because you have to live right to be right. And it doesn't have nothing to do with reading no religious book. You still got to work this body because you came into this world through a body, a living soul that now is encased by a body. And you have to carry this body as your career. It's your car, career. C-A-R, your car, this is your body. And that is your real career on the earth. It's the real car. This is the vehicle that you are to utilize while you're here on the planet earth. And inside is the better part of you, the real you, which is the spirit you or the essence of you, which is your soul. That's why it says when man or women was formed from, as they say, the dust of the ground in religious books, and God blew into them the breath of life, that man and women became living souls, souls that breathe. But again, you're connected, all three parts. That's where the Trinity comes in, the body, the spirit, and the soul. A lot of people just stuff their body. They eat. They may over even pray, but don't work their body. You got to work all three components. That is your Trinity, your body, your spirit, and your soul. And that body, of course, is what? It is moved by the master computer, your mind. And that's why they tell you, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. If you don't believe it, then, of course, you will never achieve it. These things are tied into what, again, the natural defense mechanism system called music that helps reduce stress. It helps reduce our perception of pain. It's, again, it's got to be the right music now, the right notes, the right tones, the right vibrations, the right pitch, the right rhythms. It has to be the right harmony. Anybody who sings and you hear a bunch of people trying to sing it, they can't sing. You know how horrible that sounds to our ears. Well, inside the human body, there's also when things are out of pitch and out of tune and out of harmony with one another, there's all kind of ugly things feeling in there. This is why many human beings right now are sick because they're out of tune with their oversoul. And chemicals in the form of prescription drugs are just a Band-Aid. Chemicals are not the key to your healthiness. or your health. Natural is. Now, I'm not telling people, again, not to take their medicine, but you need to learn how to wean yourself off of things and get back to your natural self so you can be naturally healed, because there is no, again, money in healing people. The money is in just treating diseased people, sick people. And we got too many people prematurely leaving the planet because they're so out of tune with themselves. It's an inner healing that has to be done, an inner cleansing. But daily, if you're taking outside forces that are injecting viruses in the form of negativity and bad energy and gossip and anger and frustration and hostility and jealousy and all these different things that we acquired along the way, and uncertainty and mistrust and all these things that spell stress, your heart's not going to be right. Your heart ain't going to be right more than one way, not just physically, but also emotionally. And when I say emotionally, I am talking energy motion. The motion of your energy is not going to be balanced. See, in a car, we have what is called an alternator, that once the car starts, it regulates the energy all throughout the car so it runs right. Anybody know anything about cars? If your alternator goes, everything starts to dim. You might lose your power steering. You, if you're at nighttime, you definitely will lose your headlights. You will not be able to go too far. And eventually the car will die. And the next thing will happen, you can jump start it like people do with the heart. The heart gets a defibrillator. There's a defibrillator, and what they do, they jump start the heart with this tool called, anybody know what that tool is? It's a heart defibrillator. They have them in stores and every place now. And what they do is jumpstart that heart. But what causes that heart to stop, again, is usually some form of blockage, arrhythmias that are off balance, energy that is out of whack internally. And this is why we have so many problems. Number one, actually, in the world, it's the number one killer. Heart disease, and in particular in women. So, I've been talking for a while. I just wanted to tie in these vibrations and these tones and these pitches and these rhythms and these beats and connect it to the ticker, the one that beats over 2.5 billion times in a lifetime average. Some even longer, depending on how long you live, and that if it stops for a split second, and it does when people sneeze, that's why people say God bless you when a person sneezes, because your heart is a scientific fact. It stops for a split second. So, Mr. Drakes, at this time, do we have anybody on the line? Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms? We're dealing with again, the connection between music, not noise, music, and health with the human body and how it's connected.
Yes,
and why
sir.
It's an important part for us. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And once again, to anybody on the line that wants to actually join the conversation, all you have to do is push one. You know, we see the lines lit up. So if you just push one, if you have a question, a comment, a concern with anything that Tyrone is saying. One thing I like to say is, I mean, the concept of the show, inspiring news and, excuse me, the information that you're giving right now, a lot of people look at it and say, well, that's a bunch of, you know, nerdy information or whatever. I mean, this is good, valid information. These are things that people never looked at, or the masses don't really understand, like the way, you know, you're explaining a natural heartbeat. And who would know that a heart is going to beat over a billion times in a lifetime, in a lifespan? And like you said, once it stops, it's done. And once it stops, life stops for that individual. But the frequencies, you know, a lot of people don't understand when the doctor is listening to your heart, he's listening for, you know, those tones, not only just the rhythm, And if there's a different tone there, he can tell that there is a problem with the heart. And of course, if the rhythm is off, then there is a serious problem with the heart. But, you know, how all these things connect together, like you said, 132, you said 132 megahertz. Is that frequency that people are connected to? Yeah, 432. And that actually equals nine. Yeah.
Yes,
and, you know, it's very interesting how you say, you know, like the staff and the older people or people of educated people, learned people, you know, in history that they walk with these staffs that now we translated and call canes. You know, it's probably a little difference in the appearance of being able to identify cane from an actual staff. And then the spaces in between those things, and, of course, we see this on the music staff. In each one of those spaces, you know, you place the notes with the different octaves or the different tones or whatever. You know, and it's, you know, very interesting that that people have to understand that everything is moving or evolving or I guess you say working together in concert like a production of a music piece. You know, the life has a rhythm to it. The universe has a rhythm to it. You know, and all these sounds have been reproduced or simulated to make, you know, to build this thing that we call music. And, you know, how you wrap it around, you say, you know, people go to church and there's music there that makes the atmosphere right. And it's just like in everyday life. I mean, there's rhythms that change the mood of a person, you know, from a good mood to a bad mood or to just a somber mood or, you know, people sitting out just listening to nature. You know, it's soothing. But a lot of people don't recognize these different rhythms throughout life when they're going because of the hustle and bustle. Everybody's so caught up into what they have to do that sometimes they just don't hear. You know, people always say, can't see the forest for the trees. You know, some people can't enjoy life because they just don't know how powerful, you know, these sounds are that they're surrounded by. And once again, the rhythm of the life. And I'm pretty sure if we went more detailed into this, you would see that people that are motivated have a certain rhythm that they're connected to, and people that are in a state of depression or, you know, not as happy as others have a rhythm to them. And oftentimes we can tell by the way a person is moving through the day. You know, people are asking them, you know, are you okay? Because they're a little sluggish. So, you know, this is something that I think would take years and years of study to probably understand fully and comprehend, but it's great information. And, you know, just keep on doing what you do. I was sitting here and I was listening and I'm writing notes and, you know, got a lot of stuff to go and look up. But that's what we do, you know. But very, very interesting.
Well, I wanted to bring it forth because I know there's the part of me that, the, you know, the music and how, you know, why is it's such a driving force. I mean, one of our great freedom fighters and artists and musician, Stevie Wonder, you know, that album that he put, Singing in the Key of Life, he did a concert recently in last year, just did the whole album. And I mean, and if you see the cover and it shows like fish and it shows the staff and the notes, and if people don't understand the connection, it's not just hearing it, it's understanding music. It's not just to party. As you know, you go into a doctor's office, you go into an elevator, there's music around you everywhere. And there's a certain type of music that, of course, depending on the time and life you were dealing with, fortunately, some people grew up on the blues because that was the mood during the time. They were down. It was blues. Then they got a little more artistic with it and turned it into what's known as jazz, became a little more creative with the instruments, and they started playing jazz, and then they started not just going blues, but then they added the R&B, which is the rhythm with the blues. And they upgraded the blues to get a more up-tempo feeling to it. And, of course, we know they went into disco, and all these things are time signatures of 1/4, 2/4, 3/4, 4/4. And as a musician, anybody knows music, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's math. Music is math. And unfortunately, that's one of the things that we don't like very well, math and science. And again, music is a science. If you don't understand the science to it, you really won't be able to appreciate it the way it's supposed to be appreciated. When someone goes into nature, goes out into the woods, those as other life forms also are vibrating. When you think of the flutter of a butterfly and the flutter of a bird and just life itself, how things move. Everything's movement. And movement is vibrations, is energy, how it pulls or pulls in certain directions. And as we know, water, you go by a brook or you go by the ocean and the water is crashing against the sea, that is a very soothing feeling, but that still is a tone. It's a note, it's a vibration, it's a pulse. And we've always been drawn to that because that's where we came out of. Out of water, where there's no water, there is no life. And that's why before we come into this domain called the earth for our visitation and our passports to be on a working visa for a short period of time called life, we are in a womb, which is all water. It's a water solution. And then that water breaks. So we came out of water upon land. And so water, even the sound of it, a person will tell you if you hear something dripping, because of the way that tone is, it'll drive people crazy. People can't sleep with it because of that drip, because of the note, the tone. And, you know, that's our audible internal gifts that we have, hearing. And then you can hear a brook, and that's so soothing. Or you can hear rain. That's why they tell you when it rains, rain is very good sleeping weather. Why is rain a good sleeping weather? Because when it rains, because of the tones of rain, the pattern, it soothes the person. You know, so it's important that we start getting back into the science and the knowledge of self. See, when people talk about the knowledge of self, we're not talking about Abraham and just, whether they want to say Adam and Eve or Watusis and Pygmies or the Dongolos of ancient Egypt. And we're talking the total science of self. And we, at the time, we were masters at this. We were masters. Now we are a mess. Because now we are on somebody else's doctrine, somebody else's teachings, somebody else's, I don't call it education, because to educate somebody, that means you bring out the greatness in them. We have been parrot taught things. We taught things and you just repeat it. But to take a deep look within yourself and find out the science of who and what you really are and how you move and how you vibrate. This is why they called us the soul people. And they called James Brown, bless his sacred strong soul, soldier soul, the godfather soul. And Rita Franklin was the god. It's that's because they knew. They knew who we were. We don't know. And that soul is a force. That's why it's called your solar plexus, where all your energy comes from your network of nerves. And that solar is, of course, the sun. That's why we also call the people of the sun. And that's why the sun, when we talk about sun and the sun rays, and what does the sun rays do for us? Anybody know? It gives us vitamin D. Vitamin D is very important for our bones, teeth and bones. What we do without having teeth to eat our food? Our bones are a framework of our body. And the bones, that element that is most consists of is, everybody should know, is calcium. And you look up calcium is a metal. So you are more water, you're 3/4 water, your framework, your
your foundation of your body is, as we know, your bones, and that is a metal. So you got metal and water. The two, one and two punch conductors of what? Electricity. Metal and water. Is that not the truth?
Yes, sir. Nothing that's the truth.
That ain't nothing but the truth. But then understand, how do we generate that energy within? Because you got to know who you are within. You are water and metal. And, of course, we release gases. And this is one of the problems when a person does transition or passes on, if they start to decompose, what you smell is the gases that are released from the body, methane gas. And that's what we are, is when it comes to the physical composition. That's why they say you start to decompose. And what is a composition? Also a musical score or a musical piece, right? Called a composition.
Yes, sir.
And this is why,
yes,
electronics,
sir.
That's why today's children of the light, you see what they're doing in electronics? You see how they are so much more in tune with electronics, electricity, and the different gadgets or different instruments they have today? I know you're at the college, you probably many times have to go to the younger people and say, yo, how does this work? And they are so connected with using this electricity, these instruments, where a lot of older people don't even want to learn the computer. But these younger people, because it's a different era, it's a different generation, and they are much more smarter than we were. I don't care how much information we knew or knew then or think we know now. This next generation that's come through, they're the children of the light. They're the children of the sun. This is a sun cycle coming through, and these kids are they're born with much brighter minds. Their heads are bigger because they got to have enough but them brains are
have the room.
Have the room, man. But you know what I'm saying? You look at some of the stuff I look at grandkids do, man, and how they, you know, just the way they talk, and I need to upload this and download. And you're looking at this kid like they're only 5 years old. But they have these instruments, these electronic instruments, and they are mastering them at such a young age. And again, like I said, older people is still stifled with just logging on the computer and going on to try to Google something. They're having a problem. So again, I hope people understand. If anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms, just want you to understand better understanding of your balance, the balance of your music in your life, and how it can be a healing property and a healing force in your life. And also that goes with your diet too, or what you consume or what you eat. Make sure that you keep your symmetry or your chemistry. So your pH balance is what we know as a little over 7, because the pH scale is from 1 to 14. 7 is right in the middle. You want to be a little alkaline, because anything under 7 is acidic. And acidic is what causes inflammation, pus, swelling. It opens the door for infection. This is the science behind the balance when it comes to your eating as well. Okay? And remember, your food is music in many ways, because your food has color. Energy gives off light, which gives different colors. That color of nature, remember, music is life. It's mathematical life. So at this time, I know we're getting ready to close out. Mr. Drakes, if you have anything you want to say, questions, comments, concerns, and criticism, you want to add, subtract, divide, multiply, be so at this time, brother, because I think I dropped enough tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. You fill that hour with a lot of inspiring and motivational content. So hopefully everybody is, you know, will be using their technology wisely, grabbing a book or searching and Googling and finding references to go and look deeper into this conversation, as well as the ones that are coming in the future. Inspiring news. One thing that I want to say is I was privileged enough to see some stuff today from Our Black World, Dr. Boyce Watkins. We know that there are many crowdfunding platforms out there to help people that are trying to get into business or people that are in need of finances, and you can pull people together. Social, this is a good thing about social media, is sometimes you cannot go to the bank to get the loans that you need for whatever reason, credit is bad or whatever. This crowdsourcing and crowdfunding gives people the opportunity to be able to pull money from small amounts from millions of people all over the country to achieve the goals or help them build on the projects that they're working on. Long story short, if we can do that right now, is there is now a crowdfunding source that is black crowdfunding to help African-American people with starting businesses. So this should be a big thing that everybody should support. We all are always talking about not just relying on other people's platforms to help us, but creating our own platforms. This could bring a lot of economic power to a community of people that are very distressed and bring a lot of economics to that segment of the American culture as well as the world culture. Hey, support this cause. Look it up, Black Crowdfunding. Donate. Put your project on there. See if you can receive money to do the things you need to do. Create wealth, create jobs. Educate people. Use the money wisely. Use this opportunity wisely. Don't be poor. Don't pass over opportunities repeatedly. And don't be hesitant to help other people. Every dollar, every $5, every $10, every $25, whatever you can give is gonna work wonders for some of these people. If you can go in a store and pay $100, $200 for a pair of tennis shoes or for a nice shirt, you can use that same power, less power, to help people get into business and create jobs. We cannot continue to rely on other people to do what we can do for ourselves. With that said, you've been listening to Silent Words on, excuse me, you've been listening to Inspire News with Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore. This is a brand and product of the Robert Drakes Media Network, executive produced by Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore and Robert Douglas Drakes III, and distributed by Drakes Media. Inspire News, people, with Tyrone K. Dunmore. We hope you enjoyed it. Share it with your friends. Listen to it again. Do your research. And come back the next time, next Wednesday night, with some comments, some questions, some concerns, some input, because we would love to hear from you. Have a good night.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University offers more than 100 top-tier degree programs, 100% online, so you can learn wherever and whenever you want. It's the same degree as on campus from one of the top universities in the world.
I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Learn to thrive. For information about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-322-9150. That's 1-800-322-9150.